There's an interesting medrash over here. It says that we know that Avraham Avinu was Megayer people to Avodas Hashem, and Esa Nefesh Asher Asu B'Choron. And it says, we know that Yaakov was Megayer people. So it says in last week's parsha that he took the Nefesh's Beisoy, so that's referring to the people that he gathered around him, together with him. How do we know that Yitzchak was Megayer? It doesn't say anywhere that Yitzchak was Megayer anybody. So it comes to the sixth parsha, the Medrash says it's Eretz Megurei Aviv. So it says that the Medrash darshens the word Megurei, which Pasha means the place that he lived, is Eretz Megiurei Aviv, from the place where his father was Megayer people. He was made people to come to Avodas Hashem. So the Shaila is, how did Chazal know, or where did Chazal see in this word Megurei Avi, which the Pshuto is referring to the place that he lived, that Megurei Avi. So the Pasha Pshat in the Medrash Tachar would be, it's the extra lashon. It says Yeshu Yaakov Eretz Megurei Avi Beretz Kanoan. What is Eretz Megurei Avi adding over Beretz Kanoan? We already know that they're in Eretz Kanoan. That's where Yitzchak never left Eretz Israel. So he was in Eretz Kanoan. So the extra lashon is coming for a drasha. I saw a shot from Moshe Wolfson in his Sefer Emunas Itecho, which adds an interesting point. The Zohar says that Shammai HaZaken was from Sitra de Yitzchok, came from the approach of Yitzchok, the Kayach of Yitzchok, and Hillel HaZaken came from the approach of Avraham. So Avraham's approach is Chesed, and Yitzchok's approach is Gemurah's Din. You find by Shammai, when people came to Megayer them, he pushed them away. And Hillel was Makar of them. So we could extrapolate backwards. Chances are very clearly that Yitzchok was not Megayer people. People came to Megayer, he pushed them away, the same way Shammai HaZaken did that. So what are the Megiurei Aviv that's referring to? Sometimes the way you Megayer somebody, which is, you know, the standard way of doing it, is through Kiruv. You're warm to them, you're close to them. So you bring the person closer to Baruch Hashem. So that's true by Ger, it's true by Baal Tshuva, it's true by a Talmud. The approach is approach of through the warmth, through the showing them the beauty, etc. So that brings the person closer and it makes them interested. What we're in the Chiddush over here, that there's another way of doing it. A person, without interacting with anybody, without pushing, just by doing the right thing with Mesiras Nefesh and with conviction and strength, people will respect that and people will learn from that. To the point that people will be motivated to change. They'll see if this is what that person looks like, and I see how Ehrlich he is and how honest he is and how Oiske Halton he is. So I'm motivated to change it, to do something like that. I would like to do something like that myself also. So Yitzchak wasn't Megayer people in the classical sense of Kiruv. He was Megayer people by being Yitzchok. So the place where Yitzchok lived, the Eretz Megurei Aviv, the place where Yitzchok lived, it was also the place where he was Megayer people, because his whole being, his whole Metzius, was a being which it motivated people, inspired people, and challenged people. So sometimes we think about the way we're going to go out and to inspire and change people just is by the kirb, etc. Many times you understand just being you and just being you with an Ehrlichkeit, with an honesty and with a conviction is something that people will respect and people will be impressed with and people will be inspired by that. And that's also a form of being Makar of people also. So the Eretz Megurei Aviv, the place where the Yitzchak lived, was also the place which was Megiurei Aviv, that he was able to inspire people and change them to Megayer. Thank you.